I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your answers are confidential. Is Tanya McCray there?
Speaking.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
51.
What? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Yes, I'll definitely vote. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you very much. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote as 10, extremely motivated?
Just I want to see changes.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Raising taxes on big corporations and wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
10.
Improving K through 12 public school education.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
You say adding them?
No, banning.
Oh, banning. 10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first women of color president.
Both of those. Those two right there.
Okay.
Protecting the democracy and bringing in a woman of color.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 10, I apologize, 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you do not.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
100.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
100.
All right. Michelle Obama.
100.
Jill Stein.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Problem. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democratic.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with the few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming a Democratic Party's candidate for president. Please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Strongly agree.
I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala Harris.
Will you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Rising crime and violence.
Kamala Harris.
Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses.
Kamala Harris.
Would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Kamala Harris.
Right. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris.
And that is much better?
Much better, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. Women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher-income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts with more than double their maternal mortality. Any other race in the nation...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying this. I'm sorry.
No problem. Our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increasing crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first.
Finn.
Our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies, they are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards.
Same.
Right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 24. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
No.
TikTok.
No.
YouTube.
Yes.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. 1 through 11th grade. High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, master's, MBA, law, PhD, and
bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times
every
a year?
Every week.
Great, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Great, thank you very much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student?
Retired.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
You too.